Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
1 Corinthians 1 verse 27. God chose things the world considers foolish in order to shame those that think they're wise. The word for today is about being willing to look foolish. A pastor writes, poll after poll has found that most people's number one fear is speaking in public. Death ranks as number two. That means some people would rather die than speak in public. Why is that? It's the fear of looking foolish. But faith is the willingness to look foolish. Noah looked foolish building an ark in the desert. Sarah looked foolish buying maternity clothes at 90. The Israelites looked foolish marching around Jericho blowing trumpets. David looked foolish attacking Goliath with a slingshot. The wise men looked foolish following yonder star. Peter looked foolish stepping out of the boat in the middle of a lake. And Jesus looked foolish hanging half naked on a cross. But that's the essence of faith. And the results speak for themselves. Noah was saved from the flood. Sarah gave birth to Isaac. The walls of Jericho came tumbling down. David defeated Goliath. The wise men found the Messiah. Peter walked on water, and Jesus rose from the dead. The greatest breakthroughs, miracles, and turning points in Scripture can be traced back to someone who was willing to look foolish. Why is that? Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9 gives the answer. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So here's your choice. Live by earthly thoughts and ways and be accepted by people, or live by heavenly thoughts and ways and be accepted by God. When you see it from that perspective, your choice is clear. Be willing to look foolish. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.